Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1380 of our trek, and it is time for our three-minute mini-trek called Wisdom Unplugged. This short nugget of wisdom includes an inspirational quote with a little bit of additional content for today's trek. Consider this your vitamin supplement of wisdom for today. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. Today's quote is from J.I. Packer, and it is, "Disregard the study of God, and you will sentence yourself to stumble and blunder through life, blindfolded as it were, with no sense of direction and no understanding of what surrounds you." So today's snippet I titled, "Your True North." You may have heard the phrase when referring to a person or a leader, "That's his true north." And this is what it means. True north is your orienting point, your fixed point in a spinning world that helps you to stay on track as a person or a leader. It is derived from your most deeply held beliefs, values, and principles you live by and lead by. It is your internal compass, unique to you, representing you at your deepest level. You may refer to it as your integrity. Your worldview controls your true north. If you are a Christ follower, then your true north must be defined by God's word. In our wisdom quote for today, J.I. Packard is correct. If you do not study and apply God's word to your life, you will be like a compass that is broken, where the needle just randomly spins one way and then another. You will end up stumbling and bumbling through life. It will be the same as you being blind, or at least blindfolded. You will have no real sense of direction or understanding to what is around you. Your decision-making ability will be significantly impaired. So follow your true north, which is based on God's word. And our verse for today is Psalm chapter 119, verse 105. "Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path." And that's a wrap for today's Wisdom Unplugged quote. If you'd like free access to my database of over 11,000 inspirational quotes, the link is available on the main page of wisdom-trek.com. And just as you enjoy these nuggets of wisdom, encourage your friends and family to join us. And then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,379 treks or read the Wisdom Journal, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend, as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek Podcasting Journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for Worldview Wednesday.